some.
That's where it got its name. See, Smokehouse is where we'd smoke that meat.
Mm-hmm. The top part, the covering on the top of the house, you'd call that the...
Well, we call it the roof.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a...
But then now the top of that was made out of a... Well, it was the top of the house was caught on fire. Mm-hmm. They say that the top of the house caught on fire. Well, it was out of a board
mm-hmm.
that was bursted in, out of a cypress board.
Mm-hmm. What the... Oh, of course, they wouldn't have had this then, but nowadays... You might have something along the edge of the roof to carry the water off. Do you have that on your house now?
Are you talking about the gutter out there?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have that. I don't have it here.
What's the gutter exactly? Is that built on, or is it built in, or does it hang on there?
You talking about on any house?
Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen them both ways. Sometimes it's built on the edge, and then sometimes it's not connected onto the edge of the house.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know. I've had no experience with gutters.
Mm-hmm. What about when you have a house and an L, you know, in that low place in the roof where they come together? Do you know what that's called?
No, I don't think so.
And say if you had a lot of old worthless things that you were going to throw out, you say, you know, that's not good anymore, that's just...
You know what we call it then?
What?
We call it junk then. Uh-huh. But now then we call it antiques. Here's something. Let's show you. Crazy about these now. This is art ship. See, here's one here, this small one here. My daddy made that. You put that on Ox's neck. You know how it is with a cart?
Uh-huh.
And put these things through that ring and he would pull that cart. One ox would do that. See, honey? This is a single yoke.
Huh.
And here's a double yoke.
Uh-huh.
Now what's missing is that piece of wood that's been in the bow. The bows, see, there was two. One went in here and one over here, but they missing.
Mm-hmm.
And it would, two oxen would pull this, you see.
Hmm.
Now, this is what we call an ox yoke mm-hmm. back then. And they would keep care of things. They wouldn't throw anything away like this. See, they hadn't had this.
Mm-hmm.
But something that they didn't need was junk.
Mm-hmm.
Like an old sewing machine.
Mm-hmm.
When it got to work, it wasn't any good. It was junk.
Uh-huh. Where would you keep the junk if you didn't throw it out?
Keep it in this. Okay. Well, like old plow tubes, anything that was out of iron or steel, see, we'd just pile it up in the corner somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And save it because the junk man would be by. We'd save a little junk on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of this stuff that we would consider junk, we'd either put it around in the smokehouse. You'd have to be careful with what items you put in that smokehouse because that salt would rust any kind of metal.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had, say, something like an ox yoke out of wood that you might need, and well, you might consider. You know how people are. They're going to keep a little bit, even though it's junk, they still let it lay around, I guess. But
yeah.
They'd put it in that smokehouse or around in the barn. Most of the time, very little bit of stuff was actually thrown away.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a special building, though, something called a junk room or plunder room?
No, we didn't.
Mm-hmm. And talking about the work that a woman would have to do, you'd say if the house were all messy, she'd...